This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In our today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important part of the Islamic value system, which is exemplified in the worship that is carried out by the servant of Allah for him. And this worship is indeed a method, a way of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a method that has been introduced to us by himself, which is Salah. Salah is such an important aspect of the Muslim lifestyle that introducing it to our children carries great importance as well. When it comes to introducing and making our children aware of Salah, one of the important things that we as parents need to realize is while we make our children aware of Salah, one of the important strategies that can be used to do so is to introduce to them Salah verbally. And when we verbally explain to them the different aspects of Salah, we also need to clearly lay it out that Salah is something that is clearly well-defined. It is clearly well-defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it cannot be changed. But it has certain conditions and etiquettes that need to be maintained. And as part of the process of nurturing, the parents and other educators need to introduce these etiquettes slowly and gradually so that the importance of Salah remains fresh in the hearts and minds of the children. We have different narrations in the Islamic traditions that talk about the importance of introducing the etiquettes and the conditions of Salah to the children. So, for example, we have a narration stressing the importance of humility of the heart and humility of the limbs in Salah. The Holy Prophet says that Salah consists of four aspects. One aspect is of a perfect wudu, the ablution before Salah. Another one is of the ruku', the bowing in Salah. And the third one is for sujood, the prostration in Salah. And the fourth one is for khushu', which is the sense of humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Salah. And somebody asked Rasulullah, what is khushu'? And he said, it is when the human being is humble in Salah. It's when the human being has humility in Salah to his core, and with full awareness this person stands, with full awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person stands in Salah. So indeed, it's very important to introduce this, obviously at a gradual later stage, once the children have that awareness and the capacity to fathom these concepts, that we introduce this concept of khushu to them. But another concept that can be introduced to them is the concept of taqwa, the concept of God consciousness, that the children need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts acts from those who are God conscious and pious, those who refrain from disobeying Allah, and their whole and soul commitment is to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, it's very important for our children to realize these different aspects of the etiquettes of Salah and its conditions. And as parents, we bear this responsibility to introduce it to them. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.